Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic, the radio show where we talk about how authenticity will help you in every area of your life. What is authenticity? I don't talk about it a lot on this show, but I want to talk about it a little bit today. To me, it's being who you really are. But even more than that, I've learned that to follow my own instincts, to do what I feel deep down inside, I must do. Sometimes I do things that other people may think are a little crazy, a little bit too daring, if you want to use that word, but I know deep down inside that that's something I have to do. Today, our special guest did just that and wrote a book about it. She did something that she had to do for herself, and I'm like so excited to have her on the show. First, I want to talk a little bit about some of the new things I've been doing. I have an online Law of Attraction group now. I moved everything online, and we are meeting every Monday night from 8 to 9 right on your computer. You can join me from anywhere in the world. And if you want more information, you can go to my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. The other new thing I have out is my No Limits Law of Attraction or Manifesting course. I've already done step one, and we're going into step two. You can see those on Thursday nights from 8 to 9 or on Friday afternoon from 1 to 2. And if you want more information on that, look it up at my website as well. Well, I'm so excited to have this guest today. Her name is Catherine Carlson. She's the author of the memoir Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner, and the newly released Story Girl. She writes in order to encourage people to see the magic inherent in life, the awesomeness of existence. Catherine believes that gratitude is the fastest, lightest form of energy and is able to transform fixed positions in the blink of an eye. She has brought this understanding to all of her work, and I'm so excited to have her here today. Thank you so much for joining us, Catherine.
Well, I'm absolutely delighted to be here. Thank you, Mari.
You know, I received Arrows Across Eons, but have not had a chance to even open it because I'm one of those crazy people who has to have a hard cover, you know, a book in their hand. I
could have gotten a physical copy.
I could have gotten it on my Kindle, the day that we spoke, but I'm like, no, I want the real book. So I'm one of those crazy people. But
I love the smell of real pages, and I like to curl up with a physical book. So I hear you.
Me too. Me too. And, yeah, and the smell. Well, not too many people talk about that. But, yes, it has a certain smell and aroma, and I'm like, we're there. So tell us the story, a little bit about how you became a writer, because that's what you do, and that's how you pour out from yourself.
Well, I was always interested in sort of the profound mysteries of life, the unknowable. And for me, storytelling could transform and transcend the mundane, sort of the blahs. So I knew at a young age that I could use my imagination as a literal magic carpet or as though it were a portal, really allowing me access to other worlds. So literally I went to the University of Victoria up in British Columbia and I attained my degree in English. And then I moved to Los Angeles to study film and television and Hollywood. So I was always interested in storytelling in all formats because I felt that a good story can not only reflect us back to ourselves, but if we can dream something, we can usually bring that dream into being.
Beautiful. Very beautiful. So tell us about your first book. I know that you have Story Girl, but, you know, one of the most exciting things is that you went to the Tina Turner Museum, but we're going to save that for just a second. Tell
sure.
us first about Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner. What a fascinating title. why you wrote it and the effect it's had on you and your readers.
Sure. Well, I was living in Vancouver, and I was chatting with my mother about yet another story idea that I had, and she interrupted me and said, no, I don't want to hear any more story ideas, not until you write the Tina book, you know, the story that I had to live through with you, Catherine. And so I had been a huge Tina fan as a child, and then years and years later, living in Los Angeles, I literally bumped into Ike Turner. We actually bumped into each other.
Wow.
And he then introduced me to Tina Turner's mother, Zelma. So at the time, Mari, it was very surreal, but later I realized that it was an example of synchronicity at play in the universe. So my childhood focus was actually manifesting itself in a concrete way many years later. And so Arrows Across Eons is a story of synchronicity. It's a story about the law of attraction. It's a story about full circles and gratitude and intention and perseverance. And many readers have told me that it's an example, a blueprint for living up to one's potential and maybe even a roadmap for humanity, because if we're all living up to our potential, we tend to be happier people. And there really is, like you said earlier, there's no energy that spins faster than the energy of gratitude. It's the opposite of living in victim mode. And it creates this collective evolutionary trajectory that moves in a direction of benevolence and altruism. So there's a lot going on with that book on a literal level and a figurative level.
Fantastic. I absolutely can't wait to read it, because all those things you talked about, the universe, the manifesting, the synchronicity, are all things that I have experienced myself and, of course, believe it because I've experienced it myself. So
that's right, exactly. I mean, it helps to know a little of Tina's life. You know, you get a few of the references, but ultimately it is a story about the law of attraction.
One of my favorite subjects, if you know me at all. Fantastic. So I know that you had the opportunity recently to go to the Tina Turner Museum, and it was so exciting for you. You told me a little bit about it. Tell us about what that was like and how that felt and what it did for you.
Yeah, I just returned from Tennessee, from Brownsville, Tennessee, and it was such a joy to honor Tina Turner in that way. Her childhood elementary school that she attended in the 1940s has been transformed into a permanent museum at the West Tennessee Heritage Center. So that's about 60 miles east of Memphis. So you've got the King of Rock and Roll in Memphis, and you have the Queen of Rock and Roll about 60 miles east. So that whole area just really vibrates and crackles with a very rich musical history. And, you know, Tina Turner is a woman who never once gave up, no matter the obstacles that she faced. And she was crystal clear in her intentions. And she never, ever varied from doing what was necessary to carry them out. And that was an example as a child that I really clung to, because, you know, there's a lot of people that give up on their dreams. They, you know, they don't even bother to really try and know what those are. And so Tina, for me, was an example, of a clear example of how to live up to one's potential.
Absolutely. A very courageous woman. And the main thing I remember about her, and I don't know why, but this has always stuck in my mind, when she and Ike divorced, Ike wanted to take the Turner name away from her. Because he said that was his name, not hers. And she promptly went to court, and she was said, and they said, no, of course she gets to keep the name. So I always saw her as so courageous, or as I call daring, you know.
That's true. And another thing that she did is she let him keep all the money because she she believed in herself, and she wanted her freedom from that toxic sort of relationship. And she trusted in herself, in her talent. She was free, so there were no chains holding her. Had she fought over the money, she'd probably still be fighting, you know? So for me, again, that was an example of real awesomeness.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Very nice. So tell us a little bit about Story Girl. This is a whole new book. Love the title. How did that book come about? And tell us a little bit about what the book actually encompasses.
Sure. Well, unlike Arrows Across Eons, which is a memoir, and ultimately a memoir about my life and Tina's effect on it, Story Girl is a commercial fiction, And my protagonist in the story is Tracy Johnston, and she was such an absolute blast to write, and she's outrageous. And she's a Midwestern girl who moves to Hollywood thinking that she's going to write the next blockbuster. But then she slowly and painfully comes to discover that things are not quite going to work out that way. And she is ambitious at her core, but she has to go through the very uncomfortable process of perpetual rejection and self-doubt and all those things that any artist has to come to terms with. Plus, her family thinks she needs to be married with kids by now. So ultimately, she has to continually justify her existence to them and to herself. But, I mean, it was such a fun book to write. She's smart, she's funny, she's truly ambitious. And then deeper themes for me really involve what it means to be a woman in the 21st century. You know, that tug of war between traditional expectations and then pursuing your purely individual interests and passions. And how do women find that balance between what is expected and then what they want to do? I mean, sometimes it's a hard balance to find. And that was Tracy's struggle.
Fantastic. It sounds like a woman coming into authenticity or trying to, her hardest.
Trying to,
Yes, yeah.
And she does so with a lot of humor.
I love that. My first book, A Diary of a Hopeless Romantic, is that way. Mm. It's hilarious. I mean,
the protagonist
suffers a lot and cries a lot and loses her faith just momentarily and pops right back up. But some of it is so hilarious. But that's how life is. Life can
be
hilarious.
It's
and
totally hilarious.
As well. Yes.
Yes.
And thank you so much for telling us about that. So, what do you think? You talk a lot about authenticity. You don't always say it in the way that I say it, but what you're talking about is being who you are, or at least trying to find out who you are so you can be that person. And that's really where many of my clients start. You can't be who you are until you find out who you are. And I think that's what the Story Girl protagonist is trying to do. She's trying to find out who she is and what
that's
she's
right.
about. So
absolutely.
What role did authenticity play in your career as a writer or just in your life?
Right. Well, authenticity forms the basis and the foundation of everything I am and everything I do. Many people are simply running on the fumes of conditioning. They're programmed by the tenets of others, and these tenets may or may not have anything to do with their own inner life. So in this way, they can become cut off from accessing that inner life. And I've always felt that in order to truly honor others, you have to be true to what feels right for you. Otherwise, resentment ensues, and you have to be able to act on your intuition and your conscience. Too many people are silenced or shut down by a desperate need to fit in. So I think that authenticity truly was a concept that I explored in Arrows Across Eons. But for me, it is essential if we are going to live truly dynamic lives. So if we can't honor our deepest sense of who we are and what feels right for us, we can't really allow our conscience to bloom in a way that will steadfastly honor others and the paths that they must take. So that really is, for me, authenticity is the basis of everything.
I completely agree with you, Catherine. And one of the reasons I made my radio show Dare to Be Authentic is because sometimes to take a step towards authenticity can be very scary. And you
very
have
scary.
To be courageous.
Absolutely
because, like
courageous.
You say, people want you to be who they want you to be. People want to train you to be what they are.
That's
and
right.
This conditioning starts from the time we leave the womb. And so you said something before about that we're running, you didn't say it this way, but we're kind of running automatically. We're on automatic. Yeah. We're like a robot running through our life without even taking a look of who we really are. So you're right at the core of what I teach and what I believe. And that's one of the reasons I wanted you on the show, because I think it's fantastic. So we're going to take a quick break. And I just want to tell anybody who wants to call in, this is the time to call in right after the break. The number is 347-826-9586. and we will be right back.
Would you like to turn your money anxiety into money attraction? If you're really sick of struggling with money, I have an exciting proposition for you. I have a money product I'm about to release, and I need your feedback to make sure it's exactly what everyone will want. Go to the blog tab at stressrelieversnow.com to learn more.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. We're talking today with Catherine Carlson, the author of Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner, and her brand new book called Story Girl. We've been talking, of course, about authenticity, one of my very favorite subjects, and she's been telling us the reason she wrote these books and the things she has experienced in her life that have made her more authentic, that have brought her more to authenticity. And what I love about her and her books is she what she learned, she gives out in her books, which is what most writers want to do. We experience things, even if our books are fiction, we're putting in the things we've learned. Isn't that true, Catherine?
That's absolutely true. One of the things I talk about in Arrows Across Eons is my desire to encourage other people to be true to their own quest, because I think ultimately, individually, if more people do that, I think we'll have a happier, healthier society, and we can evolve in a way that really puts benevolence and kindness and tolerance at the center of our communities and our systems. If we can honor each other, honor our environment, and realize that we have profound impacts wherever we go on other people, on the natural resources, and on our systems.
I agree. And what you said about being happier, that's what it's about. We're supposed to be happy. We don't have to be a certain way or do a certain thing or be a certain amount of good to be happy. Happiness,
well, exactly.
We're born happy. You know, I have a granddaughter. She just turned a year old. You should see this child. She's delighted with everything. Everything
exactly.
Is a delight to her. Laughing and smiling and kissing and hugging and just happy all the time. Yeah, she'll cry if she's hungry, if she needs that to change. Because she can't
true.
Do it herself. Otherwise, she would happily just do it herself, which she's going to do soon. But happiness is inherent in us. And somehow we begin to lose that. And you're so right. If more of us got to the core of who we are and what makes us happy, we'd all be happy. Wouldn't that be a wonderful world?
And to nurture that childhood flame that never really goes out. I mean, it gets pounded out as we have to become working consumers and toe the line and do the predictable course. But as you say, in childhood, we have an excess of gratitude and joy and wonder. And we're so connected to the natural world. And to keep some of that, you know, so that we don't have to just slog away through life until we hit the grave, which in many ways is tragic.
Oh, it's extremely tragic. And I did it for a long time. You know, I was way into midlife before I woke up. I call it waking up from this, you know, I was like
slogging
a machine,
through.
Like you say. Yeah, and I was dying. I was dying. I remember standing at my kitchen counter, I had three kids at the time, standing at the kitchen counter, feeling my life, and literally wanting to run out the back door of the house, which is right by the kitchen.
Right.
And if it was not for my children, because I would never leave them, and they were too young, I mean, they weren't adults, I would have run.
Right.
But that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to run and keep running because my life was not what I expected it to be. And not because of anything so tragic in my life, but because I was just so not me, so not fulfilled, so not doing what I knew that I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew that it was different and that it would make me happy and that I was unhappy then. And so, and that's why, as a coach, I want to bring this message. That's why I have Dare to Be Authentic. That's why I bring people like you on the show, because more people know about this, the more people that can get in tune with themselves, find out who they are, what makes them happy, it just spreads across the world. Spreads and spreads. And I want to be one of the people who spread those seeds so that they grow into something marvelous.
Me too.
You know, we're all helping each other. We're all supporting each other. And it's just a fabulous thing. Fabulous. So I don't want to run out of time. We still have some time, but I want to make sure that right now you tell everybody where to get a hold of your books.
Yeah.
You have a website as well that tells us all about you. Give us that information now.
Sure. You can find me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Kat, the Story Girl. My website is www.katherine-carlson.com. And both books, Story Girl and Arrows Across Eons, Becoming Tina Turner, they're both available at Amazon.com in either paperback or digital. So feel free to friend me, find me, write to me, questions, what have you. Come on in. I'm inviting everybody into my world and basically inviting them into their own world. And I want to thank you again for having me on your show.
Oh, it's been so lovely. And, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking about something that you said, that your mother said to you, Katherine, you're not even going to tell me another story idea until you until you write that book. And I think that's so awesome because your mom was encouraging you.
Yes.
And she was behind you, and she actually said, okay, that's enough. You've got to get down to business and write this book. That's really awesome. Not too many of us have that kind of support from a parent. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my mother, and I thank her in Arrows Across Eons, was the first person that really introduced me to the notion that life is magical in an intellectual sense. As children, we all know that. We're completely connected to the magical. Everything is play and wonderment and awesomeness. But my mother, I realized at a young age, was incredibly brilliant because she had an easy understanding of synchronicity. And she had to live with me as a crazy child Tina Turner fan. So when I called her years later from L.A. and said, Ike Turner's downstairs in the car waiting for me, she said, this is a book you have to write because it's a profound example of serendipity. She's like, you write this book before you write any other. I'd already written a few others. But she's like, it's time to write the Tina Turner story and how she impacted you because it tells the tale of the awesomeness of existence. Life is not meant to be taken for granted or slogged through. It is it's a portal into, I mean, our existence, our consciousness is a gift that we can't even begin to measure. So my mother, I mean, I love my mother. She's a hero of mine. So
that's really beautiful. And that you were able to be introduced to that magical in synchronicity type thing at such a young age. That's fantastic. It took me many years, even though it was apparent in my life since I was a child,
yes,
synchronicities, and I've always been very intuitive. Even as a child, I was intuitive.
Yes.
It's wonderful to be raised in that. I can't imagine. It's been working constantly with me. It's funny because this week somebody wrote a blog that I'm connected with on Google, and they talked about those numbers, 1111, you know, do you see the numbers?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard. Okay, and so I'm like,
yes.
I respond, I'm like, I've never seen the numbers. I mean, I have a lot of synchronicity in my life. I have a lot of things that happen, miracles constantly, but I've never seen the numbers. The next day, I'm out to dinner with my husband, and I look over at his phone to see what time it is because they said 15 minutes, and so I said, okay, let's see what time it is. It said 7:22, so it was 2:2. I said, So the next morning on the blog, I wrote down, I said, I saw the numbers, 2:2. And she's like, yay. Okay, so that was that.
Well,
in my inbox.
Let me just say. Yeah.
Well, let me finish my story. In my inbox the next day, or in a Facebook message or something, somebody invites me to this women's seminar, whatever, 22 days to something. So I hardly ever click on that stuff. Wait, there's more. I said, I don't know, it kind of drew me. So I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to give my email. I hate that because then they send you 52 emails in a row.
Right.
So she did. She sent a ton of emails in a row, and I was about to just trash the whole thing. I decided to listen to the first one. First thing she says is, I called this course 22 Days of Something because 22 means manifestation. And that just sent shivers through me. Because that's what I've been working on in my life, manifestation, manifesting more and teaching other people how to manifest. So,
Well, guess what day I was born?
On the 22nd?
Yes.
My father was born on the 22nd.
So you kept saying 22, 22, 22. I'm like, that's my birthday.
My father was born on the 22nd.
Of what month?
My son was born of February.
Okay.
And my son was born on the 22nd of September.
Wow.
So
for me, it's June.
We have a,
so there's a lot of manifestation in your life.
Obviously. Just
you're surrounded by it. You can't get away from it.
I don't want to get away from it. Excellent. So, we have a caller. Let's take a second to take a caller. Let's see who's on.
Sure.
Hello, you're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Who we have here? Hello? Hello, you're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I don't think they can hear me. Can you hear me? Oh, I hear crackling.
Oh, okay. It's that technology thing.
Oh. Try calling in again because we're not getting you. Let's see if they call in again.
All right.
Okay, so let's talk. You know what? We've got 4 minutes left. I do want to give you the opportunity, Catherine, to say something to a listener.
Okay.
Maybe you're a listener who's thinking, you know what? I don't know what in the world these two women are talking about. My life isn't even close to being magical. You know,
right.
There's nothing magical and manifesting and synchronicity. What is all that stuff? What would you say to somebody like that?
I would say it's all in perspective. You know, if you perceive that your life sucks, chances are it's going to suck.
Mm.
I believe that our deepest held perspectives manifest themselves. For me, I always could see the silver lining or the awesomeness in any situation, even the so-called poor ones or the sad ones or the painful ones. And I, unlike a lot of people, would never want to give up my painful times because it was that pain that sculpted my depth. And
right.
So it's all about perspective. That's what I would say. For the caller who or the listener who thinks, oh, everything sucks, that is a position to take. That's a perspective, and a lot of people share it.
Yes.
But that perspective is going to continuously create that reality that life sucks. What if you were to, instead of looking at everything that was wrong in your life, look at some of the amazing things that are right? The fact that your lungs are breathing for you, the fact that your cells, billions of them, are working for you to be alive, the fact that you have water, air, you know, there's trees outside, there's a blue sky. Start from there. Start from the fact that you have your health in most cases. You know, I was chatting with a lady yesterday who had muscular dystrophy, and, you know, she had braces and walking sticks, but she was full of life. And she couldn't wait to tell me that she was planning a trip to India. So her perspective, despite all of the physical obstacles, was one of tremendous gratitude. So, again, it really all boils down to perspective.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And thank you. Thank you so much, Catherine. I apologize to the listener who's trying to call in. We're just about out of time. I tried to get you on, but I couldn't. But you can always email Catherine or email me with any questions. You can get us on our website. It's just been lovely talking to you today. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Encouraging
you too.
People. We need more people like you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And my listeners, so glad that you're on here today, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the replay. Grab that Arrows Across Eons. I can't wait to start reading it because I know that I'm going to get encouragement from this book, and you probably will as well. Glad to be with you today. Join me again next Wednesday, 12:30 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Dare to Be Authentic.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.